And the washable thing, it's heavy. You put on the bed in the winter. Sometimes it's made, it's patchwork.
Comforter. Years ago, they used to sew with the yarn, tie a knot on the opposite side.
And they call that a
comforter.
Comforter.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of a patchwork?
Yes, patchwork quilt.
But comforter would be more common.
Anyhow, for the hemi.
Yeah. Okay. And do you ever put a couple of comforters on the floor for children to take a nap on? Is there a special word for that? Do you ever call it a pallet? You recall that? Okay.
No.
Now, have you seen this new, or any of the new Sputniks, or whatever they are, the American ones that go, they start at one end and they end up over here, so you might say they go
across the country.
Or, would you say clear?
Clear across the sky.
Okay.
That's what you want.
Yeah. That's right.
Wonderful the way they travel.
Isn't that amazing? I don't pretend to understand anything. Now, there's a term they have some places for very rich black soil. Do you have a word?
Black loam.
Okay. Then you probably use black in connection with it. Not
yes.
Talk about loam otherwise. It's black loam.
Black soil. There's a difference in black soil and black loam.
Oh.
But it's usually black soil. Now, here we don't have that. Our soil isn't deep, so deep black, it's clear sandblown.
I see. Now the field that you might let grow in grass or clover, you might call your what?
A meadow.
And the field that's wet most of the year would be a lowland probably.
Yeah, wet hole. There are a lot of them last spring.
Would you, any other word, would you call it a?
Sump hole.
Swamp?
Swamp, yeah. That's so.
How about along the sea, they have these things. They call them a little bit different word. Do you make a distinction there? Some people say a swamp is inland, but along the sea they have the same sort of situation they call
a lagoon?
It. Uh-huh. Or how about a marsh? Would you
call yes, it? I'd call them a marsh.
Now, a small freshwater stream that might run through your property, you might...
Creek.
Good, I'm glad you pronounce it that way. We do, too.
Creek?
Yeah, creek. They call that creek, but I know in Ohio it's creek. I'm glad to hear it is in Illinois, too. Now, can you name some of the names of the streams around here? Various kinds of streams, rivers, whatever there are.
Yeah, there's a river, Bureau Creek. And there's the Illinois, well, no, there's no Illinois River here. There's no river within 65 miles.
A couple of creeks, but that's all.
Oh, yes.
Now, a high point of land that you have, sometimes you have climb up to the very top, it's called...
Hill.
Or even higher than that is a...
Mountain. We don't have it so bad here, that way.
No. You might tie the boat up to the what?
To the bank.
And if it's made, if this sort of a landing here made out of wood, would you call it a what? It juts out into the water.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Bridge? It's fastened, I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Wife and I were out Lake Winona last summer.
Oh, yeah. But he's a journalist. Yes, it is. We've many times here. Now, what kinds of roads do they have in terms of the thing they're made out of around here?
Well, they have the gravel, and they have the blacktop, and they have the cement, and, well, they used to have the stone, but they don't have them anymore.
Okay.
They've got away from that.